This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectikuteitorah.org.
In Parashas Shemini, the Alter Rebbe gives a fascinating maimer on two types of tzaddikim. One set of tzaddikim deal invisibly, meaning you don't know about them. They deal in the heavenly spheres, creating unities and connections in the higher worlds, and in so doing, advance the cause of the creation of the world till Mashiach and post. Then there's another set of tzaddikim who are very visible, and they deal with earthly matters. They deal with the physicality of life, elevating it, elevating the world. And they are well known in the sense that they're public. And these two sets of tzaddikim are the ones that operate to make the world happen. In fact, we're told that a tzaddik is the pillar, the basis of this world. The tzaddikim that deal with the higher levels are compared to the fish of the sea in a number of ways. Firstly, fish are underwater. We don't see them, and we don't see these tzaddikim. And furthermore, when a fish moves, in one effort, it's able to travel huge distances without stop, in one sweep. Whereas when we operate here on Earth, we have to move in an integrated manner, step by step by step. So the tzaddikim who are the hidden tzaddikim are like fish of the sea, and the revealed tzaddikim are the ones who operate in a graduated manner. So we're going to have a little meditative exercise to be able to have a better sense of what it is that these two types of tzaddikim create. It should be noted that there's also an allusion to the future when Leviathan fights with Shur HaBor. In other words, there will be a time when the great Leviathan fights the wild boar. Now, these are, of course, descriptions in this that refer to spiritual wars as well. And the Leviathan being a fish also refers to the higher tzaddikim, or the ones that work on high, and the wild ox, or the purified ox, as it will be, Shur HaBor, is the one that refers to the revealed tzaddikim. And they will merge so that the two sets of tzaddikim work in unison, in a unity, and become one, in the same sense that the whole world becomes one. A very interesting and deep concept. So you see how even the most obtuse subjects within the almost Kabbalistic frame have an application to the present moment and identification of the spiritual dynamics now. So gently close your eyes and just focus on your breath, gently breathing in and breathing out. Slowly and deeply. And bring to mind the image of a tzaddik that you know. Allow that image to firm up and become concrete in your mind. That tzaddik works at earth level, elevating us, elevating the world, elevating the physical plane of existence. Gently smile as if you're smiling to that tzaddik, appreciating the immense work that he is carrying out for us and with us. Now bring to mind an anonymous tzaddik. You won't have a picture, you won't have an image, but perhaps a form, an abstract form, a figure that is pure light. And that tzaddik is hidden and operates at heavenly levels, creating amazing spiritual feats, bringing connectedness to the higher worlds. That tzaddik is hidden. You won't know anything about him. Try to bring the two images together so that the tzaddik that you visibly conjured up in your mind now becomes full of light, and yet you can recognize him, but now emits amazing light so that his form and physical state is a little bit abstract, but there for you to be aware of. The fusion that will herald the coming of Mashiach. Think of the beauty of the moment, because all of us will radiate that light and be subsumed in the integration of those two tzaddikim. Return to your breathing, gently breathing in and out. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes, coming all the way back to the now.